is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update brought to you by Account Temps. Need additional help closing your books? Account Temps can help you find the right fit, like bookkeepers or other accounting and finance professionals, on a temporary basis and fast. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Hi, Dahlia. What can we do for you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How's it going with you? Things for us are going swimmingly. How about you?
Well, it'd be great if I heard back from this guy.
Okay. So what happened?
So I met Tyler kind of at a weird place. I met him at the gun range.
Mm-hmm.
Gun range. Whenever I'm like feeling stressed out, I just go there like probably like once a week.
Okay.
Well, thank you for doing that at the gun range.
hey, safety first. You know,
there you go.
Yeah.
So I met him there, and we just talked, and we really hit it off like immediately. We talked for, I think, like an hour, and then we're like, okay, you know what, let's just go out. So that same night, we went on a date, we went to dinner, we had a good time, we kind of went back to my place afterwards. a little bit. So after that, I just haven't heard from him, and I've texted him a couple times, but I don't know, it's just weird. I thought we really hit it off.
Okay. And his name's Taylor. What's his name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Okay, Tyler. So Tyler, who met Dahlia at the gun range. Hopefully he's not like...
Maybe she's just too good with a gun and he's like, ooh, if I mess up, it could end up bad for me.
Hopefully he's not like, you know, that's my thing. You know, I go to gun ranges to bang girls. we'll call him next, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yeah, who's this?
Excellent. So, Tyler, listen, this is going to sound weird. We're calling you from a radio station. We're calling you from Hot 96.9 in Boston. But the reason we're calling you is because you might have just won an amazing date for you and a special someone. What do you think about that?
Wait, you're calling me from a radio station? I just won a date?
Well, that sounds a little weird.
Something, yes. Okay, well, here's the deal. Somebody called us about you, and we're reaching out to you to offer you whatever you want to do for a date. You name it, we'll set it up. And it has to be between you and the person who called us, though, because they like you a lot, and they want to kind of woo you.
Is this a joke? Who is this?
No, sorry. Tyler, like, name something that you've always wanted to do for, like, a date that's different.
I've always wanted to go to F1.
Okay, there you go. We'll set up.
Oh, that place
you.
Is awesome.
Yes, it's magnificent. I almost broke my ribs there. We'll set it up. Damn. We'll set it up for you and her to go to F1 if you say yes to this date. What do you think?
Dope. I'm into it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The girl's name, Dahlia. You already went out with her once.
Oh my God, no way. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You just
Dahlia? No. Did she call you to call me?
Yes. Why not, though?
What's the problem?
She said you guys had a great time. You go to F1, you hang out, you race around the track.
I would rather go to F1 with my dead grandmother than go with that.
Holy.
Did you imagine seeing him driving around with his dead grandmother? Like weekend at Bernie's.
So wait, why, though? What's wrong with Dahlia? Because she had nothing but...
I just don't want to go. I do not want to see that girl. I don't want to... hear her name. Every time I hear her name, I gotta chill up my freaking body.
Jesus, she had nothing but great things to say about you.
I bet she did.
It was one of the weirdest nights of my life, and I don't ever want to relive it. I don't want to even step my foot into that pond because my balls are still way up in near my throat from that time.
All right, well, I hate to break this to you, Tyler, but Dahlia's on the phone right now. Dahlia.
Hi.
Quite different reactions.
Yeah, well, because she was planning to surprise you when you said yes to the date, but you're not saying yes. Can you, what is it, like, what went wrong?
What went wrong? I don't know, Dahlia. What went wrong? You psycho. You're a psychopath, okay? You definitely should not be hanging out at gun ranges, and you should not be left alone with people in bedrooms.
What?
This chick is a psycho. This girl has got guns all over her room. She's got an AK-47 over her bed. She's got 9mm just lying on the floor. She's got hand grenades hanging like it's fairy dust. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, and they're all safely put. I know how to handle my shit, trust me.
They're all safe. Yeah, you held a gun to my head and you said, come now. And I was like, I'm not
going to put a gun to my head.
That is not even funny. Are you serious?
We were trying to have fun. We were role playing. What was the big deal? Tyler, I thought you were down for the cause. Don't act like this was so shocking. The gun wasn't even loaded. What the fuck is the big deal? We were just trying to have a good time.
Are you joking me? The 9mm was loaded. The safety was on.
Okay, the 9mm was loaded. It was loaded. But I wasn't going to shoot you. And the clip was empty anyway, so you were fine. Why are you so... You acted fine the whole night. Why are you shocked now?
Oh, my God.
I was shocked when I walked out of there, you psycho.
Okay, well, look. It's a misunderstanding. Now we know for the future, just to keep the loaded weapons out of the bedroom. Do you still want to do the F1 day, Tyler?
No, dude. I would never go to F1 again if I didn't have to see Dahlia again.
Okay, I thought we had a good time.
A good time. You scared the c*** out of me.